Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in an odd thing like a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And there is a wombat in the show today. We're going to start off with Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards. It's a new song to me, and I love the things he does with his voice. So join me in this story, Right Where I Am, from Jonathan Edwards.
My hands are all the tools I've got. My eyes my only guide. I make things up out of other things, and I take them for a ride. I burn my share of gasoline, much more than that I'd say, and bridges too all around the world, trying to find my way. I know a little about a lot of things, and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. I haven't looked up to heaven much, except to name a bird, and watch her glide beneath the cloud, send me down a word. Can you see the ocean now? What's it feel like up there? Gazing down on all of us, pretending you don't care. I know a little about a lot of things, and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. Tell me where in this world is it safe to go? Let me know and I'll get ready to leave. I'm happy here in my own backyard, believing what I believe, believing what I believe. Fed my music to hungry ears, thirsty souls as well. Lots of songs within me still, and stories left to tell. I'm not afraid to take a stand and bleed upon this stage, and pay the price to tell the truth and break out of this cage. I know a little about a lot of things, and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. I know a little about a lot of things, and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. Right where I am.
That was Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards. The next song is One More Circle by Peter Mayer. And the main thing I can say about it is it speaks to me. The theme is One More Circle Around the Sun. It's the story of being alive, what it's like, and how we do it. So here is One More Circle by Peter Mayer.
Thank you. just like a stone. We have yearned, we have yearned. We have sometimes felt so utterly alone. While we turn, we've been stricken by the wonder of it all. Stricken dumb, stricken dumb. We have sometimes felt so faint we want to fall. Overcome. Say this year in flight together has been fun. What say we make one more circle round the sun?
Just heard Peter Mayer with One More Circle. The next song is from Jimmy Buffett, one of my favorite musicians in the last 50 years. This is He Went to Paris. It goes well with the previous two songs. In this case, it's the story of one man's life. Many things happen. He grows old. So you can start and go through his life with him. He Went to Paris by Jimmy Buffett.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. The war took his baby, bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, fishes the pilings, drinks his green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 86 years of perpetual motion. If he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
He Went to Paris by Jimmy Buffett. The next song is one of my all-time favorites. It's by Bob Dylan. I don't like his voice most of the time, but on a few songs, it just works perfectly. This is one of them. Lay for me. Lay, Lady, Lay by Bob Dylan.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean, and you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he stands? in front of you. Lay, 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 lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
Lay, Lady, Lay by Bob Dylan. The next song is Two More Bottles of Wine by Alison Krauss and Vince Gill. And part of the reason I like this is just the enthusiasm and the rhythm. Two More Bottles of Wine by Alison Krauss and Vince Gill.
Came out west together with a common desire. The fever we had would have set the west on fire.
Alison Krauss and Vince Gill singing Two More Bottles of Wine. The next song is In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley.
As the snow flies
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs your helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
You just heard In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley. The next song is Farther Along by Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt, three of the top female country singers in my lifetime, all together on Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our
stay.
seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful gates. Farther along we'll go all night. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand.
You just heard Farther Along by Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. And now it's time for today's Wombat. This is a poem by T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot wrote quite a range of poetry and wrote a number of poems about cats. And the Broadway show Cats had some of those in there, including this one. This one's called Skimbleshanks. And I'm going to read it to you. T.S. Eliot poem about a cat who's very important to a particular train. Skimbleshanks by T.S. Eliot. There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart, saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start. All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters, they are searching high and low, saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go. At 11:42, then the signal's nearly due, and the passengers are frantic to a man. Then Skimble will appear, and he'll saunter to the rear. He's been busy in the luggage van. He gives one flash of his glass-green eyes, and the signal goes all clear. And we're off at last for the northern part of the northern hemisphere. You may say that by and large it is Skimble who's in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagman playing cards, he will supervise them all, more or less. Down the corridor he paces and he examines all the faces of the travelers in the first and the third. He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred. He will watch you without winking, and he sees what you are thinking, and it's certain that he doesn't approve of hilarity and riot, so the folks are very quiet when Skimble is about and on the move. You can play no pranks with Skimbleshanks. He's a cat that cannot be ignored. So nothing goes wrong on the Northern Mail when Skimbleshanks is aboard. Oh, it's very pleasant when you've found your little den with your name written up on the door, and the berth is very neat with a newly folded sheet, and there's not a speck of dust on the floor. There is every sort of light. You can make it dark or bright. There's a handle you can turn to make a breeze. There's a funny little basin you're supposed to watch your face in, and a crank to shut the window if you sneeze. Then the guard looks in politely and will ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea weak or strong? But Skimble's just behind him, and he was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong. And when you creep into your cozy berth and pull up the counterpane, you ought to reflect that it's very nice to know that you won't be bothered by mice. You can leave all that to the railway cat, the cat of the railway train. In the watches of the night, he is always fresh and bright. Every now and then he has a cup of tea, with perhaps a drop of scotch while he's keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea.
You were fast asleep at crew, and so you never knew that he was walking up and down the station. You were sleeping all the while he was busy at Carlisle, where he greets the station master with elation. But you saw him at Dumfries, where he speaks to the police, if there's anything they ought to know about. When you get to Galloway Gate, there you go, do not have to wait, for Skimbleshanks will help you to get out. He gives you a wave of his long brown tail, which says, I'll see you again. You'll meet without fail on the midnight mail, the cat of the railway train.
That was Skimbleshanks, a poem by T.S. Eliot, read for you by Harry Baya. Next up is Rocket Man by Elton John, and I'll let this song tell its own story.
She packed my bags last night to fly. Zoom out at 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight, touchdown brings me round again to find not the man that think I'm at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out as few as I care for now. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touch. Kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If it did, and all the signs understand. It's just my job, 5 days a week. A rocket man, oh, rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touch.
a long, long time. Oh, yes, I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Rocket Man, thank you.
That was Rocket Man by Elton John. Next up is a song called Cyberspace by Kenny White. And we all live in, at least a lot of us do, I do, spend part of my life in cyberspace, on the internet, reading things, looking at things. And this song kind of explores it and makes me wonder a little bit about what I'm doing. He's got some insights here. Cyberspace by Kenny White.
I learned about a wedding crash by rebels in New Delhi. I learned about a guy who stashed 3 kilos in his belly. I learned Amelia Earhart may in fact still be alive, and that killer bees in Sicily are learning how to drive. I learned my friends are two-dimensional, every secret written. You don't need to tap their phones, there's nothing left that's hidden. I learned that cats are cute unless you happen to be a mouse. I learned it only takes a suit to be elected to the House. I spent the day in cyberspace. Contagious insanity, as goes the human touch, so goes humanity. I learned the world's a lovely mystery, I'm just glad to tag along. As soon as someone's sure they're right, that's when I'm sure they're wrong. I learned that it's a better thing to build a bridge than burn it. I learned that people taught to turn the other cheek won't turn it, and that evidence and science now are that we thumb our noses. The mention of a dying earth, the conversation closes, but pitchforks and streets of gold, that we're gonna swallow. Well, I learned not to judge, but pardon me if I don't follow. You can spend half a life tossing hopes into the air. Two hands engaged in labor do more than 1,000 clasped in prayer. I spent the day in cyberspace. Contagious insanity, as goes the human touch, so goes humanity. Looking good may have a lot to do with lighting. I learned about a war or two we had no business fighting. I learned the highest judges in the land can still be bought. I learned if you play footsie with the next stall, you'll be caught. And that you can repent once, but the second time you're toast. I learned the ones most guilty are the ones that yell the most. I learned that people cite the Constitution till they're blue, but the only amendment that they know is number 2. Some try to save the unborn through their righteous megaphone, but God help you, after the first breath you take on your own. I spent the day in cyberspace. Contagious insanity, here's to the human race. All of his vanity. I learned that people swallow metal things more often than I guess. I learned that less is more, and that I'm sure of more or less. I learned that even when you think you are, you're not alone. I learned that Walmart shoppers are a breed unto their own. I learned that music I detest is other people smitten. The only time I have agreed was worst lyric ever written. Horace with no name. Plants and birds and rocks and things. Thank you. best opinions are the ones that stay unspoken. And still I sing the song to you despite my own advice. Believe me, soon it will be over and I'll sing something nice. I'll learn we got a stack of bills and nothing left to pay them. No more things to say and now 100 ways to say them. And I learned all this in an hour here at Laptop College. So much information and so little knowledge. I learned we need to make time for our husbands and our wives. And that we're drifting far from what's important in our lives. Not you and me, I'll make your motor run. Don't you ever doubt it. But baby, hurry up and come so I can tweet about it. I'll spend the day in cyberspace. Contagious insanity. As goes the human touch.
Cyberspace by Kenny White. The next song is Already Gone by Sugarland. I've discovered I'm fascinated by coming-of-age stories. Stories, movies, TV shows, songs. This is a song about coming of age. For many people, there comes a point when they know it's time to leave home. And when the time comes, they do it, no matter what. And that's what this story is about. Already Gone by Sugarland.
Change of hold in my hand-me-down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew that I had to go and hang out, make lots of noise, and lay out late with a boy, make the mistakes that she made, 'cause she knew all along I was already gone. Left all my friends tried to warn me the day that we met. Girl, don't you lose your heart yet. But his dark eyes dared me with danger, and sparks fly like flame to a vapor. Fire in his touch burning me up, but still I held on, 'cause I was already gone.
We split the blame for the parts that we couldn't change. Pictures, dishes, and socks, it's our whole life.
On the front porch alone, but I was already.
That was Already Gone by Sugarland. The next song is almost a wombat. It's a classical piece, instrumental, played by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra. Fanfare for the Common Man. What I like the music, and what appeals to me, is that often tributes are written to great people, to generals, to victors, to presidents. But here's a fanfare for the common man. So I'll share this with you, and we can both be part of the fanfare for the common man. Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland and the London Symphony Orchestra. Next up is a gentle story of serendipity. Some people are kind of thrown together by fate for a little while, and it works out well. And it's a gentle story called Hob Thrasher by Michael McNevin.
Met Hob Thrasher at the airport. Thanksgiving weekend, moving slow. He sat beside me with his grandson. He had his fiddle case in tow. He asked me if I played rhythm. I said, maybe now, let's see. We spent a little while tuning. Played the Wabash Cannonball in G. When you got 90-year-old fingers, you play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Well, there was not a crowd around us.
we weren't in anybody's way. And we didn't mind who hurt us. We were glad enough to play. Now maybe some folks don't like waiting, and maybe some don't like to fly, and maybe others miss their jet planes and pick a tune to pass the time. When you got 90-year-old fingers, you play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Hop looked at me over his glasses. He don't read music off the stand. He just plays them like he hears them and teaches youngsters how to jam. Well, don't look at me to play no solo. I'm playing bad enough for now. I just play rhythm for Hob Thrasher and tap my heel on the ground. When you got 90-year-old fingers, you play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. You lived 90-odd Thanksgivings, and you played the fiddle high and sweet. You got a tune to give your grandson, Wabash Cannonball in G.
Thrasher by Michael McNevin. The last song on the show today is Yesterday by the Beatles. Past memories can be a source of joy or a source of sorrow. And in this song, Yesterday, they're a source of sorrow. So this is Yesterday by the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Beyer from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to close the show with our audience participation time, so I invite you, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.